Dr. Souza dictating on Lisa, but Lisa is LISA, but BUTT. But PUTT, P as in Paul. So, P as in Paul, UTT, T as in Thomas. Lisa Putt. Date of birth is 12/8/66. Date of visit is 5/9/24. Please make copy for Mark Kendrick. K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, Mark, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Lisa Putt for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 57-year-old female who has a history of recurrent bronchitis, initially diagnosed in November 23. Was treated with two courses of antibiotics, including Zithromax and doxycycline and oral steroids. The patient has had recurrent episodes of bronchitis and wheezing and shortness of breath and went for a chest CT on 4/23/24. The CT chest showed mild interstitial changes in the right upper and middle lobes, which may suggest fibrotic changes or pneumonitis, and mild coronary artery calcifications. The patient has used an albuterol inhaler as needed. She has been traveling to various states, and during the course of her travels, she has had exacerbations of her symptoms. Presently, she's coughing up little whitish yellow mucus and denies any fevers, chills, night sweats, night sweats, but has some postnasal drip and hoarseness with wheezing. Next paragraph, past history has included history of recurrent bronchitis and history for breast cancer in the right breast with two lumpectomies followed by radiation therapy. She has had psoriatic arthritis and also has a history of hypothyroidism. And history for pneumonia times two. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies smoking. She denies alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died in a motor vehicle accident. Mother is alive and in good health. She has one sister with history of asthma. Next paragraph. Let's see. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. She has hoarseness but no dizziness. She has no urinary frequency, burning, or flank pains. And she has shortness of breath and wheezing and coughing spells. Denies abdominal pains, but had some mild reflux. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. And no leg swelling. And she denies easy bruising. She has some joint pains and no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. And next paragraph. Med list included Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, leflunomide 20 milligrams daily, Xanax 0.5 milligrams as needed, famotidine 20 milligrams BID, and fluticasone inhaler 110 micrograms, two puffs twice a day. Albuterol inhaler, two puffs PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, ictus, peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 120/70, pulse is 85, respirations 20, temperature 97.6. And the weight is 147, saturation 97, HENT, head nonspheric, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected ears, no inflammation. Next, supple number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And the there are wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart, the answers are regular, sonar S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness, reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Reactive airways disease with recurrent bronchitis. And number 2 is history of hypothyroidism. And number 3 is history of psoriasis and arthritis. And number 4 is a history of breast cancer, status post lumpectomy and radiation therapy. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level total eosinophil count. Also advised to also advised to go on Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. And was advised to get single air, 10 milligrams once daily. And use a nebulizer at home with albuterol and answer with arbitral solution, TIDPRN. They follow a follow-up visit beta in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. We'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Thank you. Copy of this to Dr. Mark Kendrick, MD. K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, MD. Dr. D'Souza.